I was actually sitting on the panel of the group that spoke earlier just a couple of weeks ago and asked about what the greatest needs that we are seeing. I'm going to only speak from what our perspective is because we have clients both throughout client and we have a residential home. First of all, the definition I think sometimes that we work under for trafficking victims is probably not broad enough. The number of cases that we see, the number of girls that we have in our care, rarely are those high profile cases. It's the little girl whose mom abused her and then dad was taken from her to give to her dad, and her dad raped her, her biological grandfather raped her, then sold her to a truck driver who took her around the country. Those aren't high profile cases, though those aren't making the news. But those are the majority of our cases that we see, and I think that also needs to be something that you need to be aware of, that it doesn't always look like the movie Taken. In fact, it rarely looks like the movie Taken. And so that's the first thing that I'd like for you to be aware of. Secondly, what we are faced with is that we're full. Our beds are full. And our program is a year long because we need a year with these girls. Because the trauma that they have endured is complex. A lot of times it's 3 to 4 months before they'll even start talking to us about the trauma. They're going to talk their way around just about everything until they get to that point. And so we always let case managers or whoever we're working with know that we need a year with these children. But we're full. And the last conference that I sat on that panel, I had a woman in the audience who said, "Hey, I have two girls on your waiting list." And I knew exactly who she was and who she is. Those girls are right now in detention. No, they're not arrested. They're physically safe. But if you've ever spent any time in visiting those places, it's not the most conducive place for therapy. And so because of that, we know that our services need to expand. In fact, I just came in today and sat down and by Jatanya, and she goes, "We need to talk, and I'd like to talk about other things that we can work together on." And we're aware of that. Which brings me to the third issue that no one wants to hear about, but I'm going to say it. We need money. We need money. Someone asked me how much it costs to take care of one girl for a year, and they said, "Can you ballpark it?" I said, "I can give you to the penny. It's $4,524.25 per month per girl. We provide education. We provide on-site licensed therapists. We have specialized therapy that we work with, horticulture, with botanical gardens, music therapy, equine therapy. We have an academic person who works with them to get them as close to their education level as they possibly can before they leave our services. And also we do experiential services. I mean, it's experiential care and therapy with the girls. And that is every Friday they go on a field trip. It may be educational or it may be just for fun. One of our girls had her first experience at a Cardinal baseball game and didn't know that she could throw the shells of the peanuts on the ground. So those little things that these kids are missing out on, we're trying to provide. But we need money. And the state of Missouri, and I get a little, it gets to me, we get $113 a day. That doesn't come near what we need to cover the cost. I don't know how to fix that system. But I can tell you it needs some work. We just actually signed a contract with the state of Indiana because they have now identified victims and looking for a place to send their children. And I can tell you that we're going to get $154 a day from them, which will come closer. Now, if we were, and this is at a level, what we consider a level 3 facility, and I'm going to let our director of operations is here today, Lindsay Ellis, who deals and works with the girls so much more than I do and can give you anecdote after anecdote and story after story of things that are going on with our girls that are both beautiful and heartbreaking. But I just wanted to sit before you and let you know that I think you need to be aware to broaden that definition because of what these clients and these girls look like, and that the aftercare is long. It's a long journey. It's not, "Oh, in a year, good luck with this." They transition to our out client. So our first graduate is going to be in 2 weeks after our program's been open a year. She graduates, but she's going to step down into our out client services and still continue to get care. And so I just wanted to make you all aware of both of those situations. So.